Jack Schenker's on the line from Cairo again. Jack, tell us what's likely to happen today.
Well, it's Tuesday morning and a lot of protesters are hoping and are believing that this could be the final hours of the Mubarak regime. There seems to be a huge push today to take that extra step and actually force the president out of the country. We've got a planned so-called million-man march from the central Tahrir Square to the presidential palace, which is in Heliopolis, about 10 miles to the east. And I think, you know, taking that step and moving out towards the presidential palace is really what the protesters feel like they need to do to just push things a bit further. You know, they've taken control of the streets of downtown. They feel like they've proven that they're bigger than the security services, that they can stand up to Mubarak security forces, and they effectively have the hull, at least, of a transitional government in waiting. I mean, What would follow after Mubarak is still very much open to question. We don't know whether the new vice president, Omar Suleiman, would try and hang on to power, or whether we would see a liberal secular leader like Mohamed Al-Baradei come in as a transitional president backed by other opposition groups. But either way, there's a feeling that almost all of the pieces are in place, apart from the fact that Mubarak is still here, and this march aims to change that today.
We're getting reports that road and rail has been blocked to Cairo, and there's been apparently warnings on state TV that the demonstrations are going to turn nasty. Do you think those kind of tactics are going to work?
Well, to be honest, I don't think they are. I mean, people, tens of thousands of people have defied a really strict military curfew to occupy Tahrir Square. And let's not forget, this is not just a Cairo event. It's happening in towns and cities across the length and breadth of Egypt. And they've been doing that night after night, and they've risked arrest. And you know, further to that, if you look at the clashes which took place last week on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, people, you know, were being shot and tear gassed. And they braved it. They braved it again and again. So I think, you know, we're hearing increasingly hysterical comments on state TV, people warning of disease epidemics. You have to stay in your home because there are contagious diseases spreading. We're hearing references to, thugs and looters. I just got a text message on my Egyptian phone in Arab from army. It was sent by Vodafone Egypt, because most normal text messages aren't working, but this was obviously a message from the service provider, and it was a statement from the army calling on the men of Egypt. Apparently the women weren't worthy of receiving it, but calling on the men of Egypt to stand firm and stand together and protect their honor and dignity against the thugs and criminals and traitors who are seeking to destroy Egypt. A very ambiguous message. We're not quite sure whether it means that the army is encouraging people to go out, whether it's warning them to stay at home. But whatever the cumulative effect of all these warnings are, people are still turning out on the streets. Right now in Tahrir, there's a huge presence. I think far bigger than it has been over the last few days at this kind of time.
Give us an idea of numbers.
It's really, really hard to estimate numbers. I mean, there's tens of thousands, certainly, and I can see, I've just stepped out of Tahrir now, back to Abdul Monim Riyadh Square and neighbouring square, and I can see just from here, thousands from different directions streaming towards the square, and we're not quite sure what time the march is going to set off. It was originally scheduled for 4, and then other people have suggested that it might be around midday. I think, to be honest, you know, we should remember this is very much a leaderless uprising. There's not a lot of firm planning going in. So in fact, it's simply when Tahrir reaches a critical mass of people and physically can't take anymore, people will start marching eastwards. And the army has lined the route with tanks. They don't seem to be intending to block people from walking to it, but they are there. And I haven't been up there myself today, but we hear reports that the presidential palace is heavily surrounded by military vehicles. So we're just waiting to see. We're waiting to see when people set off, and I'm going to get back down there now so I can keep you updated on what's going on.
Just briefly, do we know whether Al-Baradei is going to take part?
Sorry, I didn't hear that very well. Was it Al-Baradei?
Yeah, is Mohamed Al-Baradei going to take part? Do we know?
We haven't heard. We did hear all kinds of rumors last night that he was locked in discussions with both other opposition leaders and indeed army generals. Again, that's not confirmed. so, you know, that he was basically planning for his transition to power. We haven't heard anything from him this morning. I've been phoning, been trying to phone him and the people I know around him, and I haven't been able to get through, and we haven't heard any official statements. So we don't know. I mean, his appearance in Tahrir Square the other day, which was very brief and came down for half an hour, he seemed a bit taken aback by it all. It certainly wasn't the announcement of the king, as some people had been expecting. Kind of suggested that he's not entirely at ease at these mass, very emotive events. Remember, he's a career diplomat. He's essentially quite quiet, technocratic man. And whilst he certainly feels he has a role to play in any future post-Mubarak Egypt, he's not necessarily sure, it seems, whether he has a role to play on the street in terms of bringing Mubarak down. It would certainly be popular if he came down today. I'm going to keep trying and see if I can update you on that within the next hour or so.
Okay. Keep us posted, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks. Bye-bye.